what do you make of the Villa's performance today?
To be honest, I've seen some positive signs, I've got to be honest. Still a bit worrying. I can't see where the goals are going to come from, to be honest. That's my main problem.
Yeah.
I haven't seen enough from Wesley at the minute. He ain't really impressing me.
Yeah, I agree.
Obviously, you've got to give him a chance. It's a new league and stuff. And
yeah.
New challenge. But I honestly don't see why we didn't go the time when we could. I don't know if they didn't let us, but I just think... I mean, two games and two midfielders have scored. That's the worrying thing. And I don't think Codger can... I mean, yeah, he does a good goal scorer for us in the Championship, but I can't see him stepping up, and I can't see Keenan Davis either.
Yeah, I totally agree.
I think we should have got another striker in the window, but...
Yeah.
There's some positive signs there. Yeah. I think we'll stay up, but it's going to be a long season. It's going to be tough.
Yeah, I agree. What did you make of Douglas Luiz's performance? Because I thought he had a terrible game up until the second half, and it like really got his head in the game, and obviously he got the goal. What did you make of it?
Yeah, I totally agree. I think first half he was a bit rusty. He looked a bit nervous. I mean, he was at fault for their second goal when he let it go through his legs. But I've got to admit, second half he stepped it up, and that goal, he can't really fault it. That's a goal.
Yeah.
That's a game-winning goal for me. To lose the game still and score a goal like that's quite gutting, but...
Yeah. Someone...
Bournemouth are a class team. I mean, all fairness to them. I'm walking out the ground and you've got so many people going, oh, it's Bournemouth, man, come on with it. They've been in there now for, like, what, 3 years, 4 years?
Yeah.
They've stabilised themselves, and Eddie Howe's done a great job with them, and I just think... You can't expect to smash them because they've got the experience. They were closing us down. Do you know what I mean? It's a wake up call for me. There's positive signs there, but I can't see.
Our fans don't seem to don't really seem to get the gist of it. That it's not we're not playing Wigan, we're not playing Rotherham, we're playing proven Premier League teams week in, week out. You look at Bournemouth, obviously Tottenham were European finalists, sorry. Obviously they lost to Liverpool in the final, but it's not Wigan or Rotherham week in, week out in the Championship. It's Premier League teams that we're playing, and we can't expect to go and win 3-0, 4-0 every week like we would in the Championship. Do you agree? Like, our fans need to get used to the fact that we're not in the Championship anymore.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have got the Martin O'Neill era sort of in their head, like when we used to be competing for that top six spot. For me, it's all about you got to stabilise yourself in the Premier League and then push for that. We can't have too high expectations because for me, you've got to go into every game wanting to win it, but you got to have that realisation of. It's not going to be as easy as you think because of the name of the club we're playing. Like Bournemouth today, you think, oh yeah, Bournemouth hold what, 11,000 stadium?
Yeah,
probably come to Villa
small
Park
season
today. They probably come to Villa Park today and thought, oh my God, this is next level compared to us. But it ain't all about that, is it? Like, do you know what I mean? It's about the 11 players on the pitch, whether you've got the fan base or not.
Yeah. Well, thank you for being on. Wait, did you want to say something?
I'd have carried on, but don't mind.
Thanks for being on, Matty. I do hope to have you on next week.
Yeah, no worries.
Cheers, man. Right, Callum, we've just lost 2-1 to Bournemouth. Thoughts?
Well, you know, I don't think we did too badly, though, today. But the problem we have is we play sideways way too much, man. Needs to change, but you know, I think Wesley did put a great shift in though today as well, and a lot of people who were slated him need to take a look at themselves, because I think there was progression, and especially for his first home game, I think he shows what he brings to the table as well. But I think, you know, the usuals had a good game. Neil Taylor had two chances in that game today, so you know, I think Neil Taylor's progressed a lot since the start of the season was running in pre-season, where he did do a pretty decent job as well. And I think John McGinn as well, carrying the ball forward as he always does for us, puts 100% in. And I think Jack Grealish had a much better game than last week anyway. He was just running. He just ran and ran and ran. And yeah, Douglas Luiz, what can I say? You know, it was a great home debut for him as well. And yeah, that goal was just great, you know, and it's a nice way to get his first goal for the club. So, you know, I think we just need to push on from this now. And from what we've saw already, I think, I don't know if we can get the result against Everton, but I'll take a draw, and especially when it's only two games that we've played this season. I'd like to see us try a bit more. You know, Crystal Palace will be a hard game as well, and you know, not forgetting Crewe in the cup, that'll be a good way to get some of these players going. Lots of likes of Nakamba getting in there. Lots to see them give Keenan Davis a game as well, because he did come on at the end as well. So you know, it's all going good, man. We're all happy with how the game's been going. So, you know, as long as we can push on, I'll be happy.
Yeah. In my prediction video, I said Douglas Luiz would get player of the season. If he plays like he did for the second half, for the rest of the season, I think he will get it, to be fair. But, yeah. Well, thanks for being on, Callum, and I do hope to have you on for the next football.
No worries, mate.
Cheers, mate. So the third participant on the football phone in today is Bradley, a Villa fan, of course. Bradley, what are your thoughts on Villa's performance today?
I think we played pretty well. We just need to take our chances a little bit more.
Yeah. What did you think of Douglas Luiz's goal? He scored a banger, didn't he?
Oh, me and my brother were going mental when he scored that goal. It was an absolute rocket.
Yeah. I've got him down to get player of the season in my prediction videos. I'm not sure whether you've watched them, but in one of my prediction videos I said he'll get player of the season, so if he plays like that again, hopefully he can get it. What do you think?
Yeah, he's a great player, but we haven't seen enough of him. Yeah. He's been good so far. I'm sure he has some more talent to show us.
Yeah. And finally, where do you see Villa finishing at the end of this season?
I'm going to go for 12.
All right, fair enough. Positive then.
Yeah, we're not going to get relegated. We're not doing a Fulham.
Yep. Personally, I'm going to say we're going to win the league, to be fair, but whatever you say.
Yeah.
Thanks for being on, Bradley, and I do hope to have you on again.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me on.